This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Welcome to Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
So laid back.
I know, it's nice, isn't it?
Just sit back, relax, enjoy your podcast as you're on your treadmill, making sure to go as fast as humanly possible.
Well, usually because it's, first off, now we have all these reads for the damn shows.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what's going on, and I tried to tell Keith, I go, we got too many reads. Like, it's pretty rough. And so we got so many reads for the shows, and we're going, a million miles. Coming up at 8:20, coming up at 9:03. Your chance to win a... And so now it's like, okay, kind of laid back again.
I like this. Nice. I like this more free-flowing. Forget that awful radio show we do. This is where it's at.
Yeah. Check them out online first with Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com.
Did you get your TV yet?
Not yet. I'm busy as hell.
I know.
I'm busy as hell. I mean, it's been one thing after another. We're going to have to talk about this on the air. I was doing something here. You brought it up that people are jamming every 2020 activity into the 3 months of summer. So, like your birthday was Saturday. Our buddy, Brian, went to your 40th birthday,
mm-hmm.
then a 21st birthday,
yep.
and then another 40th
another
birthday.
40th. Yes.
He had three birthdays to attend because of last year, because of the pandemic, even though the person naturally is turning 21. So he had three on the same day. The other person was 41. You were turning 40 naturally. The other person was turning 21. So he had three then that he had to attend. And people, Hilbert. Cookie Pie. He had to double up. He had to go to a wedding that was rescheduled after your birthday, which, boy, the night ended rough for Cookie Pie.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't
gambling,
hear that.
Drinking, carousing, God knows what else.
Yeah, if you are finding yourself pretty open. if you're finding yourself pretty open for business on the weekend,
yeah,
that's your choice at this point.
I just realized it. Yeah. By the way, Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com for everything you possibly need for home automation. Even though you can't spend any time in your home right now because everybody's scheduling and overscheduling things, when you do get chances to stay at home and enjoy your home and enjoy everything going on, that's why you go to Extend Technologies. Again, online first, XTENDAV.com, then stop into that beautiful showroom in Broadview Heights and make your home dreams come true. Yeah, I did just notice. I'm glad you brought that up because I did just notice. I said, okay, last weekend, I had so many weekends I had a obligation that I forgot. Like, yours is just like right before we went, I'm like, I just want to stay home. I don't want to do this. I'm like, you're really complaining about going out drinking with Lima? Like, I didn't realize it at first. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to do anything. Like, before I had, okay, I did weddings. And I had to do things for my kids, and there was all this baseball stuff that was going on. And it was every single weekend over the last 3 months that there was something going down. And I keep looking at this light at the end of the tunnel where I have a free weekend. And then, like, even my kids' birthdays, I hate saying it. Like, at the end of the – like, see this light at the end of the tunnel, and it's like, oh, Lima's birthday. I'm like, you're just going out drinking. Relax. It's fine time.
Right. It's supposed to be fun. but it is just more effort to try to figure out what you're doing. Of course, you have Liz pick out your clothes anyway, so that's good.
She picks out the clothes to buy. I pick out the outfits, and then if I don't look good when I come home, she judges.
You know, by the way, yesterday Magic Johnson was at ESPN doing the circuit. He was doing everything.
Yeah.
And I laughed because I saw him mosey on to the actual studio.
Yeah.
One of the eight shows Mike Greenberg was hosting. And he showed up, and he was just wearing a T-shirt. And I said, wow, Magic Johnson used to always be in suits. I bet you, and I start to overanalyze, I bet you he's thinking that's one less decision he has to make today. He's just going to throw on a shirt.
Yeah.
Then I see him 5 minutes later on a recorded show that was earlier in the day, full suit. And I'm like, it's still Magic Johnson. He's still gonna go out, pick out a suit, bring it with him on the way. He probably was chauffeured out to Bristol. Put on the suit. He wouldn't put the suit on in the car because it could get wrinkled. Knowing Magic Johnson, he goes to the green room, puts it on, finished the show, took off the suit. Now he's just wearing his T-shirt and his skivvies to go home in. And then they pulled him aside and said, hey, you want to do one more show? And because it's Magic Johnson, he's probably going to do one more show.
Yeah.
So I realize a guy like that, he's okay with making one more decision, even if it's his clothes.
I'm out of blue bronze socks. I got black socks, bronze shoes. Bad look?
Yeah, I mean, just in traditional sense, that's not the way to go. But who's going to see you?
Nobody. I'd have bought. Boy, these are new jeans, by the way, too. Liz bought them. And, I mean, these are as comfortable. These are, like, pre-broken in. Can't beat Levi's, man.
You got that Southwest wash.
Can't beat Levi's. Liz got me a set of jeans that I don't want to say the brand because I don't want to disparage anybody. And, you know, people work hard for that brand, too.
JNCO.
No, but they were – there's no other way to say it. They were D-bag jeans. But okay. They were jeans. They were nice jeans.
The stuff that I would wear?
I wish I could do a mic's off and tell you the brand. I can't.
Okay.
But there was like on the zipper, there was like a message written on the zipper. And it was really like, I felt it was really crass. Like I was really, way I took it, it was disgusting.
So lucky.
I'm not saying what it is. You knew what it was because of the jeans you buy, don't you?
And because I used to wear them. I don't wear them anymore, but I used to wear them.
I felt it was crass. I go, what are you saying?
Those used to be some of the more expensive jeans that someone like me, outside of going to Saks Fifth Avenue and buying designer jeans, those used to be the most expensive jeans I could really get.
This is my problem, is that I'm fat, but I'm also tall. So it's hard for me to find clothes that actually fit. Mm. I said the first suit that ever fits me is the suit they'll bury me in. That's actually comfortable to wear, and I can walk around and is okay. It's either the ass is too small on it, the legs are too short, forget the arms. Arms are made for short and fat. They're not made for tall and fat. They're either made for tall and skinny, and then my gut's like ripping the buttons apart, or my arms are short and they're like bringing up on my my wrist. The first suit that fits me well is the suit you will see me in my casket in. That's it. And so it's hard for me to buy clothes. So sometimes, I hate to do it. I have to pay more, and I have to get D-bag jeans that have some inscription there like, oh, here you go. This is your gift that you get if you get my pants off. It's disgusting.
I'm surprised you have those. I would not have ever thought.
I hate them. It is such a not me type of thing. I am not. There's a lot of times where, yes, I'm crass, and I can be a little bit blue in my and very dark in my comedy. Yes, you and I have wild conversations on the air, off the air. But there's certain things that it's just not me, and these jeans are not like what they stand for. I just can't stand, and I don't want any.
Yeah, part it's
of
not
it.
You. I'll admit.
Yeah. So it's nice to be in these Levi's again.
You're back into your comfort zone.
Yep. Used to wear Wranglers back in the day, but they don't fit my fat ass anymore. So. I'm in Levi's and, feeling good, feeling right, feels justified now.
Yeah.
Also, we do have sports to talk about. This is interesting here. So what were you watching last night?
I was compelled by my girlfriend, who is a runner, who follows runners, has met many runners in real life. She had me watching the prime time U.S. Olympic qualifiers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was a qualifier herself once.
For the Olympics?
For the Olympic qualifiers.
She qualified for the trials.
That's what they call it. So anyway, yesterday they had the trials or the qualifiers or whatever to get to the actual Olympics. And it is amazing when you think about the pressure. Like, I've never actually stepped outside and thought about, holy crap, your whole life is contingent on this race right now that they are going to show. Like, I don't know how I assume they used to do it or that they've always done it. This is always how they've done it. But I think I've assumed that, for the most part, if you're really good, you end up making the Olympics. So I'm watching yesterday, and they're giving all the stories beforehand to make sure that you have any kind of an understanding of who they are. So this dude, Donovan Brazier, okay, he has the American record in the 800. He's also been a world champion. He's beaten everybody before at the 800 meters. So all he has to do, and he's the favorite to win this race, all he has to do in prime time on NBC, which is where they showed it yesterday, he just has to finish top three to get into the Olympics. There's also like an Olympic standard, but it was so hot yesterday, it was like 95 degrees, that they knew nobody was going to make that. So he has to finish top three. He ends up finishing dead last.
Why?
He said he made a mistake. And
he made a mistake running.
Then he did the Joel Embiid. Oh, yeah, I was a little injured. So
what was the mistake he made running?
What's a runner's mistake? I don't even know. Going too fast too early, I guess. Seems like the one mistake you'd make.
Runner's mistake.
Or I guess if you go too fast too late, that's not good either. So you have to do it just right. Just like the porridge. It has to be just right.
He went too fast too early. Went too fast too late.
Yeah. Idiot. Come on. Figure it out.
He put those shoes on the wrong feet.
So anyway, it seems like he pulled a Ben Simmons. I've gotten both Philadelphia 76ers in there. He melted under the moment is what it seems like. This is a guy.
Let's see if you can get a Moses Malone in there.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So it seems like he combusted, and now he's just not going to Tokyo. And, I mean, maybe you'd make the argument that, well, if he can't perform under these circumstances, how is he going to perform at the Olympics? Reality is he has beaten the best in the world at that race. He's beaten the best in the world.
But that was 4 years ago.
No, I don't even know. It might have been. I don't know when the last. I don't know when he set his record.
You don't just race every 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows? Maybe all the runners that listen to the show, maybe they'll figure it out.
People run and listen.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So with all that said, I'm thinking to myself, man, we're just in the habit of not sending our best guys to the Olympics now. Like, we're all cool with that. Like, the guys that we are sending are not going to win. This guy had a chance to win, and we're not sending him. Now, it's a meritocracy. He did not qualify. But if you asked anybody in the running community, those people, if they slowed down for a second to talk to you, those people would tell you that that was the only shot that they had at a gold medal.
And so now the gone. U.S. has no shot.
Probably
at
has no shot.
And this is in what event?
The 800. That is
so what's
the
that, two laps around or eight laps?
That's
around?
Two laps.
That's two.
That's an all-out sprint for two laps.
Yeah, because it's 400 meters around, yeah. So it's an all-out sprint for two. Boy, that's got to be hard to do.
Oh, I thought I've looked at some of those races and I'm like, how? I watched women sprint three laps yesterday, and I'm like, that's the hardest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, there's a 1200 meter, right?
That is harder than anything else. Sprinting three laps is ridiculous. It's insanity.
Is there a 1600?
Yeah. And they have a 1,500. No, I think they have a 1,500. I'm not sure if they have the 1,600. I don't know anything about track,
okay.
Clearly. My question is, first of all, would Donald Trump of all – not really. But would – do we have a way to get this guy in? Or is that – would runners say that's okay? That's okay. He didn't earn it.
I think the latter. Wouldn't they do the latter?
That was his one shot.
Obviously, I don't know much about running either.
Do we have a good way to qualify where the guy that has the best time in the country and has been a world champion is not going to the Olympics? Can you imagine if we intentionally did not set – like we made you qualify with a game of knockout in basketball or a 5-on-5 AU tournament in basketball to figure out which players should go to the actual Olympics? I mean, you got to qualify. I get that. But I don't know. I just wondered about that because it's a sport I know nothing about, clearly. And I'm always trying to find the best way and for the United States to kick ass the best way they can.
I don't know much about it. You can't just guarantee people provisionals. Has he won gold before?
He won world championships. So he has beaten all the guys he would be competing against in the Olympics he has beaten before. So even if he doesn't have a gold.
So he just failed in the qualifying run and that's it?
That's it. You're done.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Like, if you've beaten them all before, there has to be. What's the point of running the world championships if you're not? Are you sure he's beaten all the best? Like, are there other people who are running the Olympics who haven't
they
run the
world
championships?
They said yesterday he was a world champion.
When were the world championships run? Was it during the pandemic?
Gold medal at the 2019 world championships.
Okay, that was before the pandemic. Because there were definitely countries that were not sending their best because of the pandemic. And I don't even know if they held any world championships.
He had the gold in the 800 meter in 2019.
That was still 2 years ago. People getting hella...
That's true.
Almost said hella bad.
He could have ate himself really, out of the league.
Yeah, people get in really bad shape in 2 years. Look at Jamarcus Russell. You saw what happened.
Mm-hmm. it does happen.
Yeah, people get piggy. So I would have to say it still has to be a meritocracy. As much as you may hate it, and it may not make sense, I think it has to be that way. Sorry.
Will any of our listeners care about this?
No. No. Do you – now, what other – what? I'm just pointing.
No, you're probably right.
Do you have any other observations for me? So you sat there and watched running for an hour?
I watched running for an hour, not something I normally do.
What were they – so you saw all those events, the 1,500?
They didn't show many. It's amazing in an hour how few amount – like, they were barely showing the long jump and the triple jump.
Yeah, you got to
– and that was going on at the same time. I'd be like, I'd be distracted. Be distracted by those.
I would if I were running and somebody else was running.
Or
to
vice
do a
versa.
Jump, yeah, I would be distracted. I'd be looking over like, what's going on? Oh, I'm getting past.
Someone's
like, I would
throwing
be...
some javelin.
Did you ever see the video of the guy who got hit in the arm with the javelin? Like, of all the places, talk about a hole-in-one shot.
Yeah.
He gets hit in the arm with the javelin.
What do you think the Olympic sports will ever be?
What is the,
anywhere near as big of a deal as they used to be? When I was younger, it was the biggest deal in the world.
Oh, I think
it was
it's
the
still,
biggest
I
deal in
I
the world.
I think it's still a big deal. I think it's still a big deal.
I don't think it's anywhere near what
oh,
it used to be.
Oh, no, I totally disagree. I think that we rally around these people. It wasn't that long ago between Michael Phelps and everybody else. And I'm sorry, I'm going to call Keith Britton out on the carpet, and he can bring in a headset, and he can defend himself all he wants. Like, he was acting like there's no star power, like there's no more. First off, he couldn't even name the guys that were there. And then I mentioned Simone Biles, and he went, oh, yeah, I mean, her, she's not anywhere near those guys. And I'm going, you can't name the people. He didn't know who Ryan Lochte was. He didn't know who Bodie Miller was. He knew who Michael Phelps was. Who else? Like, I don't think Keith understands, and I'm not going to sit there and cast aspersions on him, but I don't think Keith understands how big of superstars gymnasts are in America.
They've always been – them and figure skaters have always been a really, really big deal.
Nastia Lukin.
Yeah.
All
the others. Nadia Comaneci.
Nadia Comaneci. Yeah,
American.
Christy Yamaguchi. But
Dick Button.
Dominic Mochiano was a gymnast, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Who lives in Cleveland?
Female gymnast. Dominic Mochiano. Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Who was the girl who broke her ankle?
Carrie Strug.
Carrie Strug. No, it's just Strug. Carrie Strug. Sean Johnson.
Oh, wait.
Remember Sean Johnson?
Who was the one that Brady Quinn married?
Nastia Lukin was a gymnast, too.
Yeah, I think
I got her confused.
Who was the one that Brady Quinn married?
Alicia
Sacramone. I almost said Ciccoloni, who was a former TV reporter.
Alicia Silverstone. No.
Alicia Silverstone.
Scaramucci.
Shell Silverstein.
Yeah, Shell Silverstein was also one of them.
Did you say Scaramucci?
Yeah.
Scaramouche.
Who is – like, there are plenty – Simone Biles.
Okay.
Who else?
Simone Biles, I think, is as big as anyone's been
a long time.
Caitlin
Ohashi. Otashi.
I don't remember her at all.
She's the one from UCLA who had the perfect score.
Did she do the Flying Lindy?
I don't know what that is. All I know is Simone Biles is a major superstar. Hold on. Famous gymnasts.
Ooh, give them to me.
Well, hold on. I got to look it up. Gymnasts.
But you remember when...
Oh, my God. Gabby Douglas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Allie Raisman. That's the one I think he got married to,
right? Did she have the crappy face? Did she have
Would
the...
Would you like to explain that a little bit better?
Yeah,
thank
like
you.
Every time they showed her, she even like played up to it. Did she always...
Michaela Maroney.
That's the one. That's the one with the
Maroney,
face.
Maroney.
What was the Maroney face? They called it the Maroney face.
Alicia Sacramone. That's not Allie Raisman. Alicia Sacramone is the one who's married to Brady Quinn. Now he's done. Carrie Strug.
Yep. But we all watch that. Would there be a world where everybody would watch the equivalent of Carrie Strug today?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Gabby Douglas.
There's too much else on.
Simone Biles.
There's Netflix. There's just too much else
no,
on.
No, I totally disagree with you.
Well, let's look at the ratings. I guarantee you the ratings. When you consider
someone
that
– someone asked me, is there a link? Yeah, the link's right here for the damn Odyssey app, damn it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think like everything else, ratings are so fractured that the Olympics will never be anywhere near what it was when we were younger. Late 80s,
well, no,
90s.
No. That's a different time. I mean, those people – those, but they're still like, okay, the Caitlyn Jenner in those days was a major star. But it's still – they're major stars. They just might not be – I think they're still captivating America. I just think that less people are watching. I think there's still star power. Mm-hmm. Now he's texting. Yeah, you're right. I didn't say Phelps and Bolt, the two biggest Olympians in the past decade plus. I think that that now I'm flustered and I don't want to say names. I think Simone Biles is a bigger star than Usain Bolt. Yes, 100%.
Hold on.
Simone
here.
Biles?
Hold on here.
She's on TV constantly.
She is.
Simone Biles.
Usain. Now, what
commercials have I seen Simone Biles in?
All right, here's.
Or excuse me, Usain Bolt. Right, what commercials?
This is only one rubric.
Okay.
One metric, I should say. Simone Biles, 4 million followers on Instagram, and she's a girl.
Yeah.
We know how perverts are. Usain Bolt has 10 million followers.
He bought him.
What?
He bought him.
Come on.
I heard what you said. What I you you heard right. What I said. I
now
said
let
I
me
said.
Look at Oscar Pistorius. Okay. Anyway, Usain Bolt's bigger than Biles. He is, but Biles is huge.
Usain Bolt is not bigger than Biles.
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna put it on Twitter.
He's more international too.
Bigger star. Come on, keep talking.
He's more international. I think that matters too. In this country,
you sounded like Jack Nicholson in The Departed.
What'd I say?
In this country, Usain Bolt, Simone Biles.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I think that star power was around. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't even know. Is Biles still –
I'm leaving it open 6 hours.
Is she still the best gymnast?
Biles is easily the best
gymnast.
Didn't
she just pull off a move?
Number one.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Number one.
That no one had ever pulled off, and I'm like, how is that even possible?
I'm going to look at my phone this entire rest of the show, and I'm going to give the results in real time.
I got a question for you.
What?
I also was forced to watch, at gunpoint, a little bit yesterday of American Ninja Warriors.
Real quick, Keith said Bolt 4+ million on Twitter, Simone 1 million. They're bot followers.
Okay, what's more impressive? When it comes to athletically,
who?
Gymnasts and those routines they put together.
All right.
Or the American Ninja Warrior?
Gymnasts.
And tell me why.
Gymnasts.
Because American Ninja Warrior, there's a lot of different body sizes that compete in that.
Doesn't matter. I look at American Ninja Warrior and I'm like, you don't want my opinion of American Ninja Warrior.
Go ahead.
I'm just looking at you guys going, you guys are glorified CrossFit guys. You're all trying too hard. Get off my television. Like gymnasts, they dedicate their lives. They like some of them are feeding their families back in Romania. Like there is a whole passion to this.
All I saw is this. This was so great. This is the epitome of everything we always talk about with CrossFit. And I know the CrossFit community, one day they're going to boycott and they are not going to be happy with us because they want to keep their secrets a secret. But
What are some of those secrets?
Let me ask you.
I got my keys. Do you have yours?
I don't know anything about that.
I know what they've accused them CrossFit people of.
All right, so yesterday on American Ninja Warrior, there was a female who had her family back home watching on Zoom.
Please tell me she failed miserably.
Yet her coach or her trainer was there with her. He was a he. What's going on there? Why is the husband back home? Oh, to watch the kids.
Oh,
what do you think's happening in the hotel room that NBC
easy.
Universal put you up for?
Reckless
What's going
speculation.
On?
Easy. But that is a perfect thing where I can't believe it. I left her with her CrossFit coach, and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, my marriage is falling apart.
This specimen of a guy who looks good naked, looks perfect, and is amazingly athletic, and they spend 24 hours in a row consecutively together. It's amazing that that would happen and that there'd be some strain going on in the relationship.
How many people are talking to her husband right now going, Craig. I don't want to hear it, Craig.
No, no, it's platonic.
No. They're friends.
It's
they're
a business. Friends. It's a relation. It's a business relationship.
This is a business transaction. Yeah, I'll give you a transaction. Okay, sorry. Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com, the very best for the very best, which is your home. And you know this from 4K technology, 8K technology, and televisions that you can watch outdoors in really any weather. Now, I don't know if you want to go outside and watch TV during a snowstorm, but you can if you really wanted to with Extend Technologies. Again, you go to their website, you see some of the inspiration that they can dole out for you, then you stop on into the showroom, and away you go with sales, service, the very best selection for your home where you can show off when everybody comes over. Get to the fine folks with Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. What else you watch on TV last night for just going through what your viewing was?
Well, a little bit of the Indians. A little bit, and you know, I saw Buster Olney tweeted out.
Real quick, sorry to cut you off. It is 57-43% Usain Bolt.
Now, that might be contaminated because mostly men follow us, so I don't know if that matters. So that's a point for you.
Okay. Usain Bolt is not a bigger star than some.
Like, if we asked that poll during the daytime Emmy Awards. Or Bold and the Beautiful, what do you think we get?
What are you trying to say?
Saying that might be a contaminated sample.
General Hospital?
It could be.
Moving on. What were you going to say about Buster Olney?
Buster Olney tweeted out while we were on the show and said that this is just amazing what the Indians are pulling off right now. Yet, I try to feel it. I try to gauge it by what I'm getting from my friends, what I'm sensing when I'm listening to the shows, what I'm reading online. You would think the Indians are 20 games below 500 the way people talk about them.
I think people just want star power now. They just want star power. And none of our players, as much as everybody likes Jose Ramirez, and, you know, if we're speaking about star power, I heard a little bit of what Matt Derry said. I didn't hear the whole thing with you guys when I was out last month.
That he thought he was the biggest star in Cleveland?
Yeah, and he might be the most deserved player in Cleveland, but I don't know if I don't think he's the biggest star. I don't think he's the biggest star by – by a lot.
He made a good case. He made a good case of why Jose Ramirez should be, based on what he's accomplished and how good the team's been and how consistent they've been. He did make a good case on why he's the most deserving star in Cleveland. But it's a case that falls apart very quickly when you actually talk to people and when you realize how big the Browns are and how big Myles Garrett and Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward, how big those guys are. Hell, the Scottish Hammer. If he walked around like he does in Tremont, because I see him when I'm bouncing around the bars. Jose should be a bigger star. He should. And I don't think he'll ever be what he has. Like, when you think about those 90s Indians, those guys were all stars on the level of the Browns. Mm-hmm. Kenny Lofton, star. Jim Thome, star. Manny Ramirez, star. Albert Bell, star. Hell, I'll even go to the pitchers. Dennis Martinez was a star.
He was a Cleveland star.
Yeah. Oral Hershiser, star. Yep. Like, these guys were all – Jose Mesa was a star.
For a little bit.
Omar Vizquel, star.
Yeah.
Carlos Baerga, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Roberto Alomar.
Star.
I mean, think about –
At that time, he was a big star. He was one of baseball's biggest stars.
That is crazy to think of how many guys were absolute stars playing baseball for the Indians. Jose Ramirez deserves it. He's going to end up having one of the best careers for a Cleveland Indians player of the last 30 years. He's going to end up being right up there with those guys from the 90s. Uh-huh. Doesn't get any of the credit.
Nope.
Will never get the credit. And you could say language barrier or whatever. So did Manny Ramirez. Who cares? That shouldn't be the end of the world.
It's true. And Manny decided when he wanted to.
You're right.
So
it was kind of a false language barrier from what we heard.
I get exactly what you're saying. He's probably of output and everything, the most deserved, best, whatever you want to say. But as far as star power, he's not on that list. He's not on there with compared with the Browns, compared with – I mean, is Kevin Love a bigger star? Right now in Cleveland, not nationally. Nationally,
no, right
obviously,
now,
it's Kevin Love.
Jose Ramirez right now.
Okay, I just want to know. I was just asking. Also updating the poll. The poll is circling now. Now it's 59%, 41% Usain Bolt.
Is Colin Sexton a star?
Colin Sexton is not a star nationally, no.
No, no. locally.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he be? He would be.
Do you see a ton of Sexton jerseys?
Yeah, I see a few. Okay. I actually do see a few. I think there's more Sexton jerseys than any other player on the team. Maybe Deli because they're older.
Oh, yeah.
Love because they're older.
That's true.
But if we're talking about newer guys who are here, like Colin Sexton. But like, who would buy a Colin? Which jersey would you buy? A Colin Sexton or a Kevin Love jersey now? That's an easy answer.
Yeah, you'd have to buy a Sexton.
Yeah, you'd buy a Sexton. So,
and I believe I believe the team is going to stick with Sexton no matter what.
Jeff says, Jeff quote tweeted me and said Simone Biles. David says, technically, Biles is one of the smallest stars, but burns brighter, LOL. What she does is so much harder and takes more training and discipline than running in a straight line. Ooh.
Boy, you know what? On first glance.
We got hot takes, baby.
Yeah, on first glance. We might have to bring this to the radio tomorrow.
Yes,
write
we
this
do.
Down. I would agree. There's so much more that she has to train for. However, man, the runners are going to tell you for him to get to where he got to, the training and the work ethic.
And he had to take lots of drugs.
And lots of drugs, yes.
Reckless speculation.
Do we need that on the show?
Probably.
Boy, that's it. Okay, yeah. I mean, there are more events. But you know what? There's more events in a decathlon than any other thing in the world of sports, but nobody considers them the best athletes anymore.
Does she have to do a floor exercise?
If she's on the team, yeah.
They all have to do a floor exercise?
Don't they? Well, they have a few that don't have to do certain events. I think every person on the team, they can scatter them around all the different events. Boy, I know nothing about this sport. I mean, I'm just talking out of my ass.
Yeah, me too.
But I used to watch that when I was younger. My mom would sit there and watch it, just like skating.
Figure skating. Gymnastics?
I'd have to watch it.
Oh,
when I was young.
Figure skating's okay. Gymnastics is where it's at, man. The uneven bars. The rings, the whole thing. Yeah. On gymnastics, if you were going to do top five Olympic events, do you like speed skating?
I watched it when Bonnie Blair was all the rage.
Now, there is a star.
And who was the guy?
It was
not
Apollo Anton Ono.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yep. His name was Apollo. Yep. That's what you got.
I don't know anybody else.
You were talking about the Indians, and I completely ignored you.
No, that's okay.
At the Simone Biles.
That's cool. Okay. The Indians. This is turning into one of the best stories in baseball. I just can't fathom how they're going to keep it going. Because no team should be expected to keep it going
Because of the injuries. And I'm just hoping they can get guys back. They're like, I know that Mizel had said that Reyes was working out.
Roberto Perez
hopefully will come back here within the next month or two. Like, you got to get some guys who are just healthy, for the love of God. I mean, if you're 10 games over 500, I don't want the season to slip away because of injury. That's what I'm trying to avoid. So I'm nervous. I'm nervous every day. Like, Aaron Civale gets hurt with his middle finger. I don't want to lose any one of those guys. So that's one of my major concerns there. Anything else you want to think of?
No.
You don't have anything else?
No. I think that's
you don't
it.
Want to talk about Ben Simmons anymore? That's what I had
I
written down. That's
down.
Why I asked you the question.
I got shot down so quickly by Michael Lee today.
I didn't. Okay. Can we just talk about this for a second here? Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. I didn't like that you seemed to be apprehensive about challenging him even more.
Well, I did at the start. I don't want to make it about me when we have a guest on.
But I thought, but
like you did with Michael Rapport.
That was not me. That was your name. Like, okay, when we had Pete Prisco on, he got mad at me because I challenged him on what he had to say.
Was he really mad though?
He went on another show and ripped me on another show. So.
Yeah, but that's part of the act, isn't it? Isn't that part of the fun?
Well, fine.
Like when you go on Pony.
I don't know. Are you really taking it to another show, though, and doing it? Like, you didn't hear the quote. Like, the quote was, I'm trying to get some sort of publicity off of him. And listen.
Earn some fame off his name.
Now I don't even want to say it, but now I'm thinking about it, and now I'm getting angry about it. Because I don't even want to, like, buddy, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you were willing to come on the show. That's great. My show with Anthony does not need you. has never needed you. I'm glad you were willing to come on. I hate the fact that you were not prepared to talk about Nick Chubb, but that's your problem.
I did not think he had a good argument at all.
No, he didn't. And so because he didn't have a good argument to back up Nick Chubb, he doesn't need to come at me. But I use this example for you. Like, were you a little apprehensive to go back after Michael Lee? Because I like Michael Lee, but I've disagreed with him before. I remember he and I got into a back and forth. Not anything mad or anything, but about Carmelo Anthony at one point.
Do you know how sometimes you get a thought in your head? It may not even be accurate. My thought in my head is there's not an NBA GM who would take Colin Sexton over Ben Simmons. If it was one or the other, if there was a draft tomorrow, if those two guys were outside on the playground and you have to pick one, I'm just telling you.
But
even if I'm wrong, even if I'm totally wrong and it's not true, I've got it in my head. And to hear him say, oh, I would take Colin Sexton, I was like blown away. I was like so blown away that I couldn't even like gather myself.
I think I know the reason too here is – you left him out. You were kind of understanding. The Philadelphia 76ers are one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. He lives in Philadelphia. He's going to end up seeing more Ben Simmons than the Cavaliers, who won 22 games, and Colin Sexton. He's bound to be more emotionally questioning and probably has more sources with Philadelphia than what he has with the Cavaliers. So he's emotionally more disappointed in Ben Simmons. He knows the team's more disappointed in Ben Simmons. So he sees what Colin Sexton does, which he might see every game or parts every game, but I don't know if he's watching a ton of Cavaliers basketball. So it's the same thing as me when I got into it with Pete Prisco, when I'm saying your argument of Zeke Elliott over Nick Chubb is flatly nonsense.
Yes.
It's flatly nonsense. But I have the advantage of seeing Nick Chubb every single week and multiple times a week where he doesn't. He's got to watch every game, or at least he claims he watches every game, which I do too, and I can tell you by watching every single game. You know, I'm giving outs when I shouldn't even give outs. I watch every single game, and I know damn well, just like the rest of America knows, that Nick Chubb is better than Zeke Elliott. And the only reason you would say different is if you're a Cowboys fan, which there's more Cowboys fans than there are Browns fans. So technically more people would say it, but they know in their hearts that Nick Chubb is better than Zeke Elliott. It's not that hard to figure out. It's not that hard. So maybe you should have went after Michael Lee now that I think about it. I'm trying to give outs, but maybe you should have went after him. What are you doing over there? What are you filming?
No, I was watching something, trying to look at the responses to Simone Biles thing.
Damn it.
It's okay. So are we done with the Ben Simmons talk now? What if the Cavs just tonight get the first pick? They get Kate Cunningham. Then are we – is that it for the Cavs? Is this the team? Is it Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, Okoro, Allen? Is that the team?
Yes. I can't believe it's 57-43.
No sweeping moves, no shortcut moves, no let's get crazy, let's see what we could get as a running mate, as a real running mate, or now we feel like, well, we've had the 6'8 wing that can also handle the ball, and so we've got three guys that can handle the ball,
yeah,
three decision makers, some guys that can play off the ball, and go from there.
I think we have a mix of
them. It sounds like then Kobe Altman is thinking – because they're going to lose a lot of games with that. They just will. They're so young. It's another 19-year-old. Unless it has the impact that, say, LaMelo Ball does, the difference there is they had signed in the offseason Hayward. Who else did they sign? They also was it one of the Bogdanoviches?
Yes.
Who else did they sign? Was it? Either way.
The flying Bogdanoviches.
Yes. Either way, I think they're going to lose a lot of games, but I think Kobe Altman could say, but – here's our core. We're young. Just let us stick it out.
If they get the number one pick, I think that's fine. If they get the number nine pick or something like that, you said it, and it's making more and more sense. Dan Gilbert might lose his mind and fire Kobe Altman. He might just enough.
Or he might go to Kobe Altman and say, all right, here's the deal. We're not running this team back with the ninth pick. We're just going to be one of the worst teams of basketball next year.
Yeah.
Unless something unforeseen happens. So make a trade right now. I think that could happen. I think that is absolutely
on the
table.
You need to do X, Y, and Z.
No, just get me a trade. Go get a player right now that's going to shake this up. Because if you just add the eighth pick in the draft to the seventh pick in the draft.
So that makes it even more imperative that you get the number one or number two pick.
Or three.
Not really four. Three. Let's go with three. Top three.
I'm fine with – well, they're not going to take Suggs. Even if you thought Suggs was the second player in his draft, some people do. Other people, he's fallen down. His stock has fallen a little bit. I think he's really good. And I think he has the potential to be better than Garland and Sexton, but they're not going to take him. How can they? That would be starting over again at that position. And then it's like, what was the last 3 years for? So they're not going to do that. They're not going to take Suggs.
Two anniversaries, okay? One is actually on June 27th, because I remember I hosted the show on my birthday. And it was the night the Cavs got the number one pick. They were set to take Andrew Wiggins, and we got in a big fight with callers all night long.
That was fun.
Remember, we were over at Razzle's in Olmsted Township,
yep.
And it was, we would absolutely trade Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. We were like, yeah, you do what makes LeBron happy. If LeBron,
we got screamed at.
At that time, LeBron wasn't back yet, right? Or was he? Was LeBron back?
We were doing everything under the thought that we were going to get. Wasn't
yeah.
it that we were going to get?
So he would want, and the whole thing was he would want to play with Kevin Love, and we're like, we got to get Kevin Love. And people were screaming at us over Andrew Wiggins.
I have to go back and look
at
the calendar.
We need to keep Andrew Wiggins. He's game-changing, this, that, and the other. It worked out. You won a championship. Another anniversary, 5 years, championship parade, $1.3 million. What's it mean to you?
I have the shirt, first of all. I should have worn it today. Did not know that was the day. I have the shirt that says it on there, and just a day that for all the people that say they don't care about the NBA,
oh,
that
yes,
championship has an asterisk, I'll never forget that day. You can't take that day away from me.
If they're listening to us, they care somewhat about the NBA. I don't care. You want to be wooed. You want to care about the NBA. I don't give a damn. I think that's the biggest lie ever. If they were to take Cade Cunningham, number one overall, and Cade Cunningham became a great player and was great with the community
yep.
and did all the stuff with the Boys and Girls Club and everything else, I think people would love Cade Cunningham. If Cade Cunningham ended up being one of the top 1% of the NBA, people would love him and love the Cavs and all these guys, all these dudes sitting in their driver's seat with sunglasses, giving their rambling speeches, would be telling us how much they love the Cavs and how much they love Cade Cunningham. I think it's the biggest – I think you're lying to yourself. I think it's the biggest farce ever. If you're telling me – if Cade Cunningham took this team and made them a number two seed or a number one seed in the East, we'd really have guys listening to us saying they don't care. That's the biggest farce you've ever created. Not you, them.
Yeah, and we know that to be the case because when the Cavs were good, everybody cared.
Yeah. You like sports. It's okay. You like sports. You're allowed to like sports. It's okay.
And fine. I get a lot of people have probably taken the last few years off. They haven't really paid attention. Maybe they've gone to a game because someone gave them some free tickets. But this is a lot more fun. This whole city is a lot more fun when our teams are good. But just ask any of the bar owners downtown. Just ask any of them. They'll tell you. They'd rather not have that thought be out there that we don't care about our teams.
I was told it's the 5th anniversary of the parade. Please don't rain on it.
What?
I said, I cannot convey the level of despair I would feel if the Cavs ended up with the ninth
pick yeah.
tonight. Quentin says they will not because you will not speak this into the air or social media again. I could not really be that influential on the pick. If I was, well, that'd be something. $1.3 million. What an accomplishment. Well done. How many would be at a Browns parade? February. Cold weather.
Yeah, it's tough because so many people flew in for that and the weather helped and it was the first one ever.
Mm.
I mean, everybody just assumes we'd have more. Can our city get more than 1.3? I don't know.
Weather was perfect. We were offered illegal drugs.
Yeah, we were.
Man,
I remember every flight was booked coming back to Cleveland. Maybe it would be. Maybe it would just be the Browns again. It's another reason to party.
What do you think would happen if we would have taken the illegal drugs? Would we have been okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, a lot of people take drugs.
I don't think I should just take drugs from strangers and a guy in a backpack at a restaurant.
That's what the whole system has been based on for years. Is taking things from strangers.
I want to take drugs from people I trust. It's weird. If a guy with a backpack just approached me and said, you want to buy some drugs, I'd say no. But if you came up to me and it's like, Ken, let's do some drugs together, I'd go, okay, fine. And so we go do the drugs. But if you just got it from the guy in the backpack, I wouldn't care.
It's amazing. Yeah,
I trust you.
If you're one person removed. If you have that direct link to somebody.
You're reputable.
That's really how the whole thing's worked for years.
Of course, we say don't do drugs, kids.
Yes.
Okay. Not necessarily Nancy Reagan over here, but, you know, let's get serious now. Big thanks to Extend Technologies. Online first, xtendav.com, for all your home, really all your home beautification needs, all your dream needs for your home. Go to Extend Technologies. When I say they're better than anybody else, folks, I mean it. They're better than anybody else. Get there to Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights. Home automation, home beautification, the way it was meant to be done, the way you want it to be done, where everything is in the palm of your hands. 4K, 8K screens, and they got it set up where you can watch 9 different things at once. I think even a dozen different things at once if you really need to. If you really want to be your own Phil Steele and watch every game on a Saturday, you can do that with Extend Technologies. Again, online first, XTENDAV.com. Then stop right into the showroom in Broadview Heights. Make your home dreams come true. Extend Technologies. I'm sorry, I've been distracted this whole show.
Why?
This is the second show I've been distracted during. And there's always these weird breaks in between us talking because I'm looking at my phone going, I can't believe you people are picking Usain Bolt over Simone Biles.
Well, let's talk about tomorrow and figure out who should be more popular. I love these kind of things. I love these little exercises.
And now I'm reading my responses and I'm getting for what I said.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow.
You have to watch a top 7 player? No. Watched the number 1 player. There we go. Now I'm going to start a big fight on
good
Twitter. All right. Make sure you check out Extend Technologies. We're back on Thursday morning. Remember, congratulations on all your success. How are you people voting for Usain Bolt over
it?
Come on. Simone Biles is an American treasure. She's America's sweetheart. All right, sorry. We'll bring this up tomorrow. What else did you want to bring up tomorrow as well? What did you say?
I'm going to be all in on the lotto.
Yeah, of course. We're all in on that. All right. We're back tomorrow, 6 until 10. We're back Thursday with the Emerging Podcast Scene. Carmen at 923thefan.com. Lima at 923thefan.com. Send a congratulations on all your success, meaning send something you need advice from. We'll read it on the air. We'll give you advice right here on the air, okay? For Lima and Owen, for Keith, I'm Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.